British political elites have been bought by Beijing, warns Brexit's Nigel Farage. By Kurt Zindelka on February 18, 2023. Modern-day Chinese communism aims to take over the world, but the threat is being swept under the rug because large swaths of the political establishment have been bought by Beijing, Brexit leader Nigel Farage warned. The champion of the Brexit movement, Nigel Farage, said this week that while people are rightfully concerned about the threat posed by Vladimir Putin's Russia, a far greater threat comes in the form of the communist regime in China, which he noted has broken every promise they made over Hong Kong, allegedly deployed a spy to operate within Britain's parliament, and is currently threatening a potential invasion of Taiwan, and thereby threatening the critical global supply of microchip semiconductors. Farage said that the goal of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, of Xi Jinping is to take over the world. That is their plan. We've got to be ready and prepared, so please wake up, smell the coffee. The Brexiteer-turned-primetime TV presenter for GB News surmised that the reason for the lack of focus on communist China in comparison to Russia is a result of Beijing's infiltration of the upper echelons of British society, including the halls of political power in Westminster. Mr. Farage pointed to a recent article penned by Tory Life peer and former Chancellor of the Exchequer under Theresa May, Philip Hammond, who wrote in the CCP mouthpiece China Daily newspaper that the United Kingdom and China should return to business as usual and once again try to foster the so-called golden era of relations fostered by former Prime Minister David Cameron and his lead henchman George Osborne, another former Chancellor. I'm sure that Philip Hammond has written this article out of the goodness of his own heart rather than any personal financial benefit, Farage said. Mr. Farage also pointed to the number of prominent figures in business and government in Britain with ties to the controversial Chinese telecom Huawei, including former CEO of British Petroleum, VP, Lord John Brown, civil servant Sir Andrew Kahn, and former Chancellor of the University of Southampton, Dame Helen Alexander. The former head of the BT Group, formerly British Telecom, Sir Michael Rake, also served on the board of Huawei from 2019 until 2021. The upper echelons of British society are being bought by Chinese money and no one wants to talk about it, Farage alleged. Mr. Farage did have some praise, however, for a recent proposal from former Prime Minister Liz Truss, who said in her first post-Downing Street speech in Tokyo, Japan on Friday that Britain should be prepared to impose economic sanctions on the Chinese government should they try to conquer Taiwan, a self-governing democracy that has never been under the control of the CCP and boasts its own distinct military, currency, written language, and culture. Whether London will take a hard line on China remains to be seen, particularly given the reality that the very same people who unceremoniously pushed Truss out of power after less than 2 months in office, current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, have both been outspoken proponents of expanding trade ties with the authoritarian leftist regime. The two globalist-minded politicians also, perhaps coincidentally, have personal ties to China, with Hunt's wife, a Chinese national, previously working for a Chinese state media outlet which presented a propaganda program on the Xinjiang region which conveniently omitted what the United Nations and parliaments around the world have called a genocide against its Uyghur Muslims and other local ethnic minorities. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sunak married into the billionaire tech elite of India, with his wife being the daughter of billionaire Infosys founder N.R. Narayanamurthy. The tech giant reportedly owns two Chinese subsidiaries, Infosys Technologies, China, Co. Ltd. and Infosys Technologies, Shanghai, Co. Ltd., according to the Daily Mail. In his initial failed bid to replace Boris Johnson in the Tory leadership race last summer, Chinese state-run propaganda newspaper The Global Times essentially endorsed Sunak, saying that he was the only candidate with a pragmatic view of developing balanced ties with China. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.